It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are a mere few weeks away from the kickoff of the high school football season, and I am ecstatic. I'm ecstatic for very, very many reasons. First off, we're gonna jump in here in a moment, and we're gonna talk about from the South Georgia thing, right? Because that's kind of what we do. That's our MO, South Georgia. We're gonna talk about some of those games going on in week one. The games that I feel like are gonna get your attention. Also in segment two, the long-awaited return of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the first installment preseason 2024 in the second segment. We're going to talk some Braves baseball. I'm going to tell you what I would do if I was Alex Anthopoulos now with Ozzie Albies going down. What I would do might shock you. I want to talk some stuff about the college football expansion. I want to talk about the Big 12 in particular. There's a lot of stuff I want to talk about today. High school football kicks off in week one. Like, I think it's like August. Oh, God. Let me bring up the calendar. Hold on. I'm going to guess August 16th is going to be the date. And August 16th. August 16th is officially week one of the high school football season. It's hard being right all the time. Just the pressure of it. It is. It's difficult. Week one in the high school football season has some games that are very appealing if you're a high school football fan, right? And I'm gonna go through some of these games, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about them. So week one, the games that I have circled on my calendar, again, from that South Georgia perspective, the games that I've circled on my calendar, Brantley at Charlton, Glen Academy at Wayne County, Camden at Brunswick High, Statesboro at Southeast Bullock, Warner Robins at Lee, Jenkins at Lowndes, Dublin at Swainsboro, Portal at Bullock Academy, and Tift at Griffin. And let's start with Tift at Griffin. So Griffin, a former powerhouse, has not been as relevant as they were, 10 years ago. And Tift County hasn't been relevant, I guess, since, or not relevant is the wrong word. Tift County has not been as much of a powerhouse as I think they were in like the 70s or 80s, somewhere in that point. Tift County has had the unlucky fortune of having a good football program, a good football team. They put together good football teams, but they're right there locked between like Lee County and Coffey and Valdosta and Lowndes. It's a tough get for Tift County right there. I would imagine that those Tifton kids have a lot of choices of where they could go play football. I would imagine they've got, you know, coaches knocking at their door from Moultrie, from Valdosta, from Macon. I'm just guessing, right? So the thing that's interesting about this game is it's two prestigious names, but they haven't won a lot recently. I think the thing with me is the Griffin thing. I remember when Griffin was really good, like I said, about a decade ago. It's a tough place to go. Up I-75, right before, you know, you get to your past Macon, but you're not quite to Atlanta. You're not quite all the way up the Stockbridge Lovejoy bottleneck on I-75. So, yeah. The other game that I want to talk about is, well, the one of them is Brantley and Charlton. So the David Shores era begins with Brantley, and then Charlton, of course. DeMario Jones, they're in a new coaching era as well. Charlton coming off of a season where they won two games last year, but because they were in like a small region, they still made the playoffs and then got bounced in the first round. So they actually finished like 2-9, I believe. Brantley is coming in, and I said this a few weeks ago. If the folks at Brantley, the administration in Brantley County, truly invest in the football program as David Shores has asked for and as they have promised him that they would for him to take that job, he's going to win region championships there. He's that good of a coach. The key for him is to be able to keep his players inside of county lines, not to have his players go over to Brunswick or go over to Ware and Pierce. The key for him is to keep his kids inside of county lines. Those kids in Hoboken, they need to. He's trying to get them to come south to Nahanna. The kids in Waynesville, he's trying to get them to come north to Nahanna. A lot of times what you'll see, those kids in Waynesville, they'll migrate off to Brunswick. The kids in Hoboken will migrate off to Ware or Pierce. And those good players are other programs. So David Shore is going to be tasked with that. This game intrigues me because you've got two programs, smaller programs, new coaches, trying to get off on the right foot. And so I think it's going to be a big-time tone-setting game for both of those programs for the remainder of the season. The game is in the Swamp down in Folkston, by the way. Glenn Academy goes to JC Stadium to play Wayne County. I said this last week, if you listen to the show, I had done a Glenn Academy preview months ago, and I was like, I think they'll be okay. And they had a transfer, they had a kid transfer in, a quarterback transfer in, who I had been told can sling the football all over the place. Now, I also had a conversation with a Glenn Academy booster this past week after I did my show. And I was told that the kid that transferred in is still not going to start at quarterback, that the kid that's there, that Coach Hidalgo likes that kid's athleticism at quarterback. And so that doesn't mean that the kid that transferred in isn't going to play. It just means that Rocky Hidalgo is going to have a two-quarterback system. Once the kid that can throw the football over the yard gets the system right, then he will probably start getting some snaps under center. And they'll start rotating quarterbacks, a kid that can throw and run, then a kid that can just throw the lights out of the place. I said then last week that I liked Glenn Academy to not only win the region with this kid transferring in, but then also to make a deep playoff run. I stand by that. Glenn Academy wins that region and makes a deep playoff run. I had talked about this Glenn Wayne game prior, and I said, it's a game that you're going to flip a coin at. It'll be a good football game. I do believe it'll be a good football game, but I think Glenn pulls away in this football game late. Big win for the Red Terrors, I believe, on the road at JC Stadium. It's going to be, again, barometer game for Wayne County. I think we know that Glenn's going to be really good. We're going to find out how good. And then if Wayne County finds a way to win that football game, I think that rewrites the narrative on what they are or may be. Camden comes to Glenn County Stadium between the bricks to play the Brunswick High Pirates. That thing's turned into a little bit of a rivalry lately as the Pirates have knocked off the Wildcats like two or three straight seasons. There was some hullabaloo after the game last year at Glenn County Stadium between some of the Brunswick coaches and some of the Camden coaches and players. It has taken on a life of its own. Social media, has blown up the last couple of years. That Brunswick's been really good and good enough to beat Jeff Heron's Wildcats. And, of course, Travis Rowland comes in now for Camden. New coach, new system. They're going to run the spread. They've got athletes everywhere. The offensive line's really good. You know, it just depends on the quarterback play. You know, there's Parks Riandu, their starting quarterback down in Camden. Guy that was really good in the wing tee with his legs. You know, how well can he throw the ball in the spread? You know, we'll find out. If he throws the ball well, Camden's going to be a force because they're very good on defense. They do have some skill makers. Just how good can Parks Riandu throw the football? We'll find out. Now, on the Brunswick High side, they've got Grant Moore, a kid that was a sophomore last year and then actually ended up beating out the senior quarterback midway through the season to take over the reins and kind of put some stability back into the locker room. I think there was some locker room stuff going on with some of the kids, especially with the quarterback position. Grant Moore stepped in and I think solidified and took care of some of that. He'll be, you know, basically the leader of the offense. Hezzy Kent, a five-star kid who's getting, you know, he's going to play some tight end. He's going to play running back. He looks from every major college that there is. You know, and Camden's not short of their own. They've got Elias Williams, a tight end, that can pick where he wants to go. He's chosen to go to Georgia, so that's going to be an awesome game. That game, of course, between the bricks, Camden trying to upend this little winning streak that they have given up to Brunswick all time. Camden's dominated this series. I mean, it's not even close how many games Camden has beaten Brunswick High in comparison to how many they've played. But, of course, recently, like I said, Brunswick got a little bit of a winning streak, and they will quickly let you know, that Brunswick High fan base will quickly let you know that they've got a little bit of a winning streak. And it seems to me also with that Brunswick team that, you know, there seems to be some stuff going on here with, I don't know, after the game stuff, there's, you know, there was some stuff with Effingham for a couple of seasons back-to-back, and then the stuff with Camden that happened last year after the football game, some stuff between coaching staffs with Glenn and Brunswick after last year's game. It just seems that, like, the common denominator is Brunswick High in all of this, and just kind of makes you scratch your head, you know, what's going on? Why is all this stuff happening? Why all the disagreements between the coaching staffs? What, you know, why aren't they just shaking each other's hands? Hey, good game. Maybe we'll get you next year. Good luck for the rest of the way. I don't know what that's about, but it's something that has becoming very noticeable within the Brunswick High program. Statesboro at Southeast Bullock. Big time rivalry game there, Bullock County. Statesboro is going to make the trip to Brooklet for the first time ever, I believe, to play the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets. Southeast Bullock, of course, a classification or two lower than Statesboro, so Statesboro should win this game. But we'll see how that goes. It will be a hard-hitting football game because those two schools, you want to talk about rivalries over the last few years? Yeah, that thing has gotten real heated. Warner Robins at Lee County. Just the mark. You could put that on the marquee. Warner Robins at Lee County. You don't have to say anything else about what the situation is. Just those two teams alone would be able to put butts in the seats. Jenkins is heading to Lowndes. This game's interesting to me because Jenkins is a AAA squad going to the Concrete Palace to play Lowndes, who, of course, is the highest classification in the GHSA, and they're Lowndes. So hats off to Jenkins and Lowndes, for that matter, for Jenkins for taking this game and Lowndes for scheduling it, because Jenkins is a good football team. They've got a good program in AAA, and they've been winning a lot and winning big and making some runs. So I like this. I like this a lot. Let's see what Jenkins can do against the Mighty Vikings in the Concrete Palace. And then also, you've got Dublin at Swainsboro, huge rivalry game. Those two schools separated by probably, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes right down the road off of Highway 80 or I-16, whichever way you want to go. That will be a good one. Swainsboro has been a powerhouse the last few years. So, yeah, I'm definitely liking Swainsboro in that game, but Dublin's been pretty good in their own right. It's a rivalry game. You just don't know. And then finally, Portal is going to go to Bullock Academy to play this game. Bullock is a powerhouse in the GISA. Portal had a breakout year last year in the GHSA, and Portal's, you know, trying to repeat and now build some more credibility and keep the ball rolling. They had that breakout year. Now, you got to have another good year and another good year. You can't just have one good year and then come back to what you were. So that's going to be the task for the Portal Panthers this season. Man, the high school football season is going to be awesome.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football season is a mere few weeks away, and here are a few matchups from around South Georgia that are exciting in week one. Brantley opens up the David Shores era in the Swamp, taking on Charlton. The Glen Academy Red Terriers take a trip to JC Stadium to take on Wayne. Statesboro takes the short trip to Brooklet and squares off with rival Southeast Bullock. And Camden visits Glen County Stadium to take on the Brunswick High Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Saturday, August 3rd, Wild Adventures Live presents Skillet. See Skillet on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Skillet Live, August 3rd. The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
You're shrimping the bag!
Baseball is back! Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
It is now that time for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings preseason edition, the very first installment of 2024. I will get to that in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, by Wild Adventures, by DBM Roofing, and by the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org/summit. All right, so here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, first edition of 2024. This is my preseason. So these are the teams that I think are going to be there in the end, is basically what I'm telling you. We'll go from 10 to 1. How's that? All right, at number 10, a lot of pub coming out of this area, a lot of pub coming out of this particular high school, all the pundits are talking about this may be the best team ever at Richmond Hill. There are some talks about Richmond Hill stunning the world and winning that region that consists of Colquitt and Lowndes and Camden and Valdosta. If they do, it would be a stunner for sure. No one would see it coming except for maybe this guy right here. I think Richmond Hill is going to be very good. They check in at number 10 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, I think a team that at the beginning, you're going to see some growing pains. But in the end, as has been the case the last few seasons, nobody wants to play them at the end of the year. At number 9, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Camden County Wildcats at number 9. At number 8, a school that has made several deep runs, a school that a gentleman that used to do this show with me never respected, even though I constantly said this program was on the cusp of becoming a powerhouse, and guess what? They're now a powerhouse. At number 8, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. At number 7, a juggernaut the last few years, a Final Four appearance, state championship run. At number 7, the Swainsboro Tigers. At number 6, the only member, actually the first member, not the only, the first member of the GISA make their appearance in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And I think they're going to be very, very good. At number 6, the Bullock Academy Gators. At number 5, we talked about this school earlier in the show. I think this team wins their region. I think they do it going away, and I think they are at no worst an Elite Eight school. Come playoff time, at number 5, Rocky Hidalgo's Glen Academy Red Terrors. At number 4, a school that we are typically used to being here inside the top 5. They find their way at number 1, to be honest with you, a good bit. At number 4, the Benedictine Cadets. Speaking of teams that are used to being in the top 5 of the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Ware County Gators at number 3. Jason Strickland's got himself a squad over there. At number 2, the defending reigning GISA AAA champion Valwood Valiants, who took down the unbeatable John Millage Trojans in the championship game of the GISA Finals. That win earns them a place at number 2 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And the number 1 team, preseason edition for the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans. You talk about squads, they've got one themselves over there in Douglas. Number 1, the Coffee County Trojans. So I'll recap for you the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings look like this. At number 10, Richmond Hill. 9, Camden. 8, Calvary Day. 7, Swainsboro. 6, Bullock Academy. Number 5, the Glen Academy Red Terrors. Number 4, Benedictine. Number 3, Ware County. And number 2, Valwood and the GISA, the highest ranked GISA school in the rankings. And at number 1, the Coffee County Trojans are your number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, preseason first edition of 2024.
Fast Fire Pizza, built and cooked right in front of you. Blaze Pizza in the Target Shopping Center. Build your own pizza with unlimited toppings at no extra charge. Different daily specials Monday through Friday. Kids Eat Free Mondays. Fletzy Discount Tuesday. Student Discount Day on Fridays and more. Locally owned and operated by one of your neighbors. Order ahead or for pickup. 912-275-8270. Online at blazepizza.com.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
South Georgia's summers are the best. The sand between your toes, the moon shining over the crashing waves, and the salt air on your lips. What a great time for her to say yes. Come on in to Cunningham Jewelers and let their friendly staff help you find that special ring for that special person. And don't forget about our market sale, August 2nd through August 9th. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
If you're a Braves fan, it's been a tough go in 2024. The season started. Spencer Strider out. Sean Murphy out. That was like the first week of the season. Murphy eventually came back. Strider still waiting. Going to be next season before you see him. Michael Harris is still on the IL. Matt Olson has not hit to the full capability of what the season that they were hoping that he was going to have. Albies is now gone for 8 weeks. Acuna is out for the season with an ACL. The injuries just keep on coming, and the knocks keep on coming for the Braves too. Of course, Riley is out for a few days. You know, he's becoming a pop all over again, so, you know, there's no shame in that. But he hasn't swung the bat to what they were hoping he was going to do. It has been a mess of a season in 2024. Max Fried, another one to the IL. Of course, Ronaldo Lopez stepped up. That's great. And Marcelo Ozuna is having the season that he's having, which is fantastic. I think he's a legitimate MVP candidate. Alex Anthopoulos is going to have a very, very difficult choice in front of him. And I'm going to tell you what I would do if I were him. But first, none of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof just needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available. Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate, 912-326-5337. Give DBM a like on Facebook or check them out online, dbmroofing.com. And if you're hearing that, you are in their area, by the way, because they service all of South Georgia, which is where our listenership is. Back to the Atlanta Braves. If I'm Alex Anthopoulos, I'm looking at this squad I've got. Look, you're already a mountain of games behind the Philadelphia Phillies as it is, and then Albies goes down, which basically says to you, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, there is no chance that you're going to catch the Philadelphia Phillies without Albies. That ship is now sailed. It's out the port. You can forget it. So the best chance the Braves have at making the playoffs is, of course, a wild card. Here's the problem with that. If you make the wild card and you're having to play in that first round, you've got that one of the two best teams in the National League waiting on you in the second round with a bye. So in that first round, it's a best two of three. So best case scenario is you're going to have to throw your two best pitchers in that first round. This is best case. Your two best pitchers in the first round, you may have to throw your top three to get out of that first round and into the second. Meanwhile, if you get to the division series, and remember, the Braves are beat up. They're a ton of injuries. They're a shell of what they actually are. my opinion, this team is not good enough to win anything significant in the playoffs. Maybe they're good enough to win a first-round game, but then after that, I think they're really going to struggle in the division round if they get there. I don't think they're going to win, is my point. They're certainly not good enough to win the World Series. Certainly not. And that isn't that the goal with this team, right? Isn't that kind of where the Braves are now? They're certainly not good enough to win the World Series. I don't think they're good enough to get to the NLCS. Maybe the first round. So my point is that you get out of the first round, you've burned your top two, maybe your top three pitchers, and now you're having to go a team that's rested, having their top two pitchers waiting, and you're on the road in those first two games. And, you know, the Braves fans, you will attest, you don't want to go to Philadelphia. You don't want to do it. You've done it the last few years, and it has brought you nightmares. You don't want to go play Philadelphia in a short series if you're Atlanta, and the Philadelphia is going to have one of those top two seeds. So depending on the way things shake out, Atlanta could very well be looking at having to go to Philadelphia again if they get out of the first round. But this time they're going to be undermanned going to Philadelphia. No shot, folks, no shot. So my point is, if you're Alex Anthopoulos, what do you do? You know you've got a team that's not good enough to beat anybody really good in the playoffs. You're not beating the Dodgers. You're not beating the Phillies. You're not getting there. Would you consider unloading some pieces if you're Alex Anthopoulos? I'm not talking about any of the core. I'm talking about like Darnold, who's got like maybe a year left on his contract. Might be in the last year of it, older player. I'm talking about Orlando Arcia, older player that's underperformed. I'm talking about Duvall. I'm talking about Kelnick. I'm talking about Ronaldo Lopez, an older player here that has, you know, certainly blossomed in, or a veteran player who's blossomed into the season he's having. But, you know, there's that old adage, sell high, buy low. Is Ronaldo Lopez ever going to repeat this type of season? The answer is no. The answer is no. So sell high, buy low, sell high Ronaldo Lopez. You look at the Braves farm system. It is a farm system that is loaded with starting pitching and that is very barren of the positions. There are not a lot of position player prospects in the Atlanta Braves farm system as far as top 10, top 25, top 50, even top 100. There just are not very many because Anthopoulos has subscribed to the philosophy of draft pitching, draft pitching, draft pitching, draft pitching. Now, they did draft a catcher pretty high, which is a little, this past year, is a little bit out of character for Anthopoulos, but finally, you know, so would you consider, if you're Anthopoulos, trading away some of these veteran pieces, not your core, right? Not your core. You're not trading Olsen. You're not trading Albies. You're not trading Riley. You know, you're not, maybe even Morton. You know, an older player, he's on the last season of his career. He has said that this is it for him. You know, would he like to go out and contend and try and win a World Series? I'm sure he would, and there's some value there in Charlie Morton that I think the Braves could get back. A guy like Chris Sale. Personally, I would hold on to Chris Sale because I think there is a long-term future for him with the Braves. You know, Max Fried. You don't know whether or not you're going to re-sign him. So is Max Fried a guy that you would be willing to trade to someone knowing that maybe you're not even interested in re-signing Max Fried, which if I were Anthopoulos, I would not be interested in signing Fried for the amount of money that Fried is going to ask. I said this on the show many, many times. I will say it again for those folks who haven't heard me say it. The type of money that Max Fried's going to ask for is number one elite shutdown type of starter money. Max Fried has sort of gotten the reputation to be that, but it's false gold with him. When I think of a shutdown elite starter, number one guy, the first question I ask myself is, in Game 7 of the World Series, do I feel comfortable giving this guy the ball knowing that he's got a chance to let me win the game 1-0 or 2-1? That's the type of guy that I give that kind of money to. And let's be honest, Max Fried's not that guy. He's not. So that's another trade possibility for the Atlanta Braves. I'm just saying There's not a lot of depth at the position spots in the minors, or you could continue to stockpile pitching however Anthopoulos wanted to do it. But is it a possibility that the Braves, when they hit to the trade deadline, are actually going to be sellers instead of buyers?
With Duckworth Properties, your dream home is just a click or a phone call away. One of the premier real estate agencies in all of South Georgia, Duckworth Properties agents have the know-how and expertise to make your dream home a reality. Whether it's finding that perfect place or a new construction, Duckworth Properties will get it done. Over $69 million in sales already for 2024. There is no better choice. 912-262-0366, online at duckworthproperties.com, or check out our Facebook page. Duckworth Properties, unlocking your dreams.
The best oysters on the coast? You'll find them at Catch 228 on St. Simon's Island at the end of Redfern Village. You'll find all your favorites on our menu as well. From burgers to peel and eat shrimp to filet mignon, it's right here at Catch 228. We have 12 drafts on tap with your local favorites. We have wine and top shelf liquor also. Happy hour daily, 4 to 6, and don't forget about our Bloody Mary Bar. Find us on Facebook for specials, and feel free to call ahead. 912-634-6228, Catch 228. The summer heat is here, and now is the time to make sure your AC doesn't strike out in the summer heat. Call your friends at Air Adjusters to have your AC serviced. It will help your power bill, too. And don't forget that Air Adjusters will install and service your ice machine to keep your business running smoothly, no matter the brand. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online. AirAdjusters.com. License number CN208489.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Accepts most insurances. Hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and Mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait times under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com. 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The commissioner of the Big 12 came out recently, and basically he's tampering without tampering, I guess, officially trying to lure Florida State and Clemson, if they were to get out of the ACC and that grant of rights, to the Big 12, which, you know, that's something that he would – that'd be a huge win for the Big 12 to get Clemson and Florida State into the Big 12. I think that it's basically trading Peter for Paul. You just got rid of Oklahoma and Texas because they skedaddled on you, and for years the Big 12 had cowered to Oklahoma and Texas because they knew that if those two schools were to leave, they had all the leverage in the situation. It would significantly hurt the brand of the conference, and that's what happened. Texas and Oklahoma found a better deal in the SEC than what the Big 12 could offer them. And for years and years, Texas and Oklahoma had basically dictated terms to the Big 12, even at the expense of the other schools that were in there, and the other schools bellyached, and the Big 12 just ignored them because they were like, well, we can't lose Oklahoma and Texas. And Nebraska, if you want to complain, you know, Big 10's waiting on you. And that, you know, that of course happened too. So, they're opining for Florida State and Clemson, basically extending an unofficial invitation. Hey, if you get out of this relationship with, you know, with that controlling boyfriend that you're with, hey, you know, what's going on over here? Come check out my pad over here. See where, you know, come visit me. It's kind of what this is. The problem with this in the Big 12 is I don't think that the Big 12 has realized yet, they will eventually, as will the ACC, especially if the powers that be find a way, if the courts find a way for Florida State and Clemson to get out of these contracts, then you'll see all sorts of schools follow suit in the ACC for bigger paydays, particularly North Carolina. North Carolina is going to be the big hinge point in all of this, but we'll talk about that another time. ACC, Florida State, and Clemson, if they were to leave, why in the world, if you're Florida State and Clemson, would you join the Big 12 when basically it's almost the same amount of money that you're getting in the ACC? When the SEC and the Big 10 are going to be offering you far more lucrative contracts to come and play in their league. I think especially the Big 10. I think the Big 10 is going to throw the boat at Florida State and Clemson if they were able to get out of their ACC grant of rights. The reason I believe that, as I have said on the show many times, it gives the Big 10 a foothold, at least, in SEC country. It gives them a foothold in strong recruiting areas in the South, especially the state of Florida. As you know, for high school football fans, there are four states, Texas, California, Georgia, and Florida, that put over like 80%, something silly like that, into college football scholarship programs. Something like 80% of the nation's scholarship athletes that play football anyway come from one of those four states. Isn't that nuts? But that's the truth. So with the Big Ten, it gets them way further south, gets them into SEC country. And if you're the SEC, does that matter to you? You know, you've got South Carolina, who obviously is not going to be in favor of adding Clemson. You've got Florida, who obviously is not going to be in favor of adding Florida State, because now that puts South Carolina and Clemson on even recruiting grounds, where South Carolina no longer holds the carrot of, well, you can go to Clemson. They might be a better school, but they don't play in the SEC. You can kind of take that away from South Carolina. Same thing with Florida. You know, yeah, you can go to Florida State. You know, right now they may be a better team, but they don't play in the SEC. They're not going to play Georgia, you know, where Florida could go up and the recruiters from Gainesville could go up into Atlanta or wherever in the state of Georgia and play that card. Well, you're not going to play Georgia if you go to Florida State. Well, now you might, and there's going to be more money. I just have a hard time believing that the SEC will stand by and allow the Big Ten, again, if Florida State and Clemson find their way out of this grant of rights, which is looking like a long process if they do. If they find a way out, I find it hard to believe that the SEC will just sit back and allow Florida State and Clemson to be consumed by the Big Ten. I know that it serves zero purpose monetarily for the SEC to add them, geographically for the SEC to add them. There's no real value for the SEC to add Florida State or Clemson because it's basically just a mirror of what they're already doing. You don't really need them if you're the SEC. You're already in those markets. You already have that fan base locked up. It's just, do you want the optics of having the Big Ten or the Big Ten having schools in the southeastern part of the country? Is that something, if you're the SEC, that you're going to be comfortable with? That's a question for the brass. That's not for Jason Bishop to answer. I just have a hard time believing that they're going to say, it's okay if we lose Florida State and Clemson in the South and have the Big Ten come in here and get a foothold in our backyard. I just have a hard time believing that the SEC folks would let that fly. I think that they would certainly get in on the bidding war. And, you know, I'm telling you, the Big Ten's going to throw the boat at those two schools if they get out. The other key piece, I will touch on this briefly, you know, we're fastly approaching a hard break, but I will approach this quickly. North Carolina, said that a minute ago, is a hinge state. If Clemson and Florida State get out, then I think you're going to find some other teams that are going to follow suit. I think of Miami, and now you're getting really crazy, because at this point, if the ACC dissolves, Now you're talking about there are going to be some Southern teams available that might not be Florida State and Clemson. That might be Georgia Tech, might be Miami, right? But I think Miami follows them out. Georgia Tech is an interesting case. Once was in the SEC, is now not. Hasn't really been a player in the ACC for three decades, actually. And so North Carolina, it's a little further north than where the SEC is. So it adds a new television market, new revenue, new fan base. And then for the Big Ten, it's a little further south than where they are. So the same thing. So when I'm talking about that the Big Ten's going to throw the boat at Florida State and Clemson, they're going to throw the Titanic at the University of North Carolina. And it gives North Carolina is going to have a lot of leverage in that situation. And don't be surprised in that situation if North Carolina plays the card of, well, wherever we go, you got to take Duke too. Don't be shocked.
At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Wild Adventures, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by DBM Roofing. The Wild Adventures live concert series presented by Valdosta TKO Nissan continues Saturday, August the 3rd, with a performance featuring Skillet. Sing along to chart-topping hits, including Awake and Alive, Hero and Monster on Saturday, August the 5th, when Christian rocker Skillet take the stage at Wild Adventures Theme Park in Valdosta. Don't miss one of the best-selling rock bands of the 21st century, Skillet at Wild Adventures in Valdosta. You can attend every concert for free with a season pass on sale now at wildadventures.com. And to view the full Wild Adventures live lineup, purchase tickets or to purchase tickets for concerts or whatever, and learn more about season passes, visit wildadventures.com. All right, so the Falcons announced these last couple of days that Kirk Cousins has been cleared to take modified practice snaps. What that means, I have no idea. I guess that he can't get fully under center, so they're going to modify the snaps where it's not going to put so much pressure on his Achilles as he continues to heal. He'll be ready to go. Kirk Cousins will be ready to go by the time the season kicks off, and we'll see how long he's a quarterback. What's your best guess, right? How long does Kirk Cousins hold on to the starting job in Atlanta at the quarterback position until they go Michael Penix Jr.? I'm going to go ahead and say like all of year one, right? All of year one, I think Kirk Cousins is your starter. I think Atlanta makes the playoffs. I think they win the division. And then, you know, maybe you see Penix in a blowout game on either side, right? If the Falcons are getting blown out or doing the blowing out, you'll probably see Penix. And then the next year, year two, I think is when he starts getting sprinkled into a lot of training camp stuff, a lot of preseason stuff. And I think that year two, things get interesting. I think year two, things are interesting. Year one will be pretty calm. Kirk Cousins is going to be your guy. Atlanta will win. They'll make the playoffs. And Kirk Cousins will be your guy. Michael Penix will be learning under Kirk Cousins. And I take Kirk Cousins as the type of guy, you know, that's not going to Brett Favre Michael Penix. He's going to be, you know, he's not going to shun him and say, oh, I'm not going to help this guy because that's my competition. That's my successor. I want to hold on this job as long as I can, which he does. But I think I get the impression of Kirk Cousins is he's going to be like, hey, all right, you know, let me help you as much as I can so that you, when it's you that's in this situation, you can pay it forward to the next guy that comes along, because eventually they all end up there, don't they? They do indeed. The massive understatement of the week at Big Ten Media Days, Lincoln Riley, the head coach of the USC Trojans, this is my massive understatement of the week, he, quote, our defense must take a step forward. Massive understatement of the week. USC head coach Lincoln Riley, whose defense got torched last year in the Pac-12. That league wasn't as good as the league he's about to go to in the Big Ten. And so the understatement of the week, our defense has got to get better. Yeah, you're right, coach. And it's not. You guys are going to get torched even worse. You're going to have your program exposed. Over in the Pac-12, you could kind of hold that candle of, oh, you know, we're a top-tier program, or just right underneath that. In the Big Ten, you're going to get exposed for what you are, which is a mid-tier program. You're an 8-4 school, maybe a 7-5. That's going to happen. College, speaking of college football, the video game, NCAA 2025, I think, that thing has set an all-time record for video game pre-sales. I don't know what it's going to do sales-wise, but the pre-sales, there never has been a video game that has been ordered preemptively more than NCAA 2025. That's crazy. A college football video game. And by the way, the NCAA, all of the college athletes that are going to be in the football game, the NCAA is giving them like $600 a piece. They're giving them $600 per player to be in the video game. They're going to make a lot more than $600 per player is what they're going to make. Once again, the NCAA wonders why they are where they are. It's garbage like that. Oh, man. Remember Connor Stallions, the guy from Michigan that was sign-stealing or doing videotapes or whatever it was, like recording signs or whatever it was? He's going to spill the beans on Netflix. It has been announced that he has inked a deal with Netflix to tell the story of what actually happened, who was involved. So he's cashing in is what he's doing, because obviously he can't find a coaching job because that ruined his career. They threw him under the bus. He let them do it. He took the fall, and they were not there to reciprocate anything to help him after he took the fall for Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh moves on to the NFL. Big-time contract, and little Connor Stallions is taking the heat and taking it all on his back. So he is doing the right thing, in my opinion. He has sold out. He is cashed in. Netflix is going to pay him to sit down and tell the story. So good for him. The Associated Press this past week announced who was going to be the number one team in the land, and that was, of course, by in consensus, Georgia, the number one team in the country, according to the coaches poll and the AP consensus number one. So the Bulldogs will go into the season preseason number one. This is a little bit of a shocker to me. TNT will no longer, it looks as if there's a contract dispute here. There's a contract in renewal with TNT and the NBA where TNT is given a right contractually, so they claim, that if there is a bid made and then TNT can match that bid, then the NBA must then automatically award TNT the contract if they match whatever other suitors may offer. If TNT matches it, TNT claims that Warner Brothers basically, that they are automatically contractually obligated to be awarded the contract. The NBA is arguing that they have struck a deal, the NBA has, with Disney, Amazon, and NBC. And they're saying that the Amazon portion, Warner Brothers is saying that they have matched the Amazon portion of that contract. And so thus, Amazon should be out as streaming the NBA. And TNT should get the contract that Amazon is getting. Well, the NBA is contending, no. You don't get to match an individual. If you want to match, you got to match the whole deal. You got to match the whole deal with the money we're getting with Disney, plus the money we're getting from NBC, plus the money we're getting from Amazon. Then you get the contract. So they're going to have, I'm sure, a lawyer and a judge will sort all of this out. But basically, that's what's going on. TNT is arguing that they should continue to have the rights to the NBA because they matched the Amazon portion of the deal that Amazon made. And the NBA is saying, no, it's not just Amazon. It's the contract in its entirety. You have to match that, which you did not. So we'll see how that goes. But there is a real possibility the NBA will no longer be on TNT, which is nuts because you think about it. The NBA has been on TNT for like 30 or 40 years.
This has been the
Crazy.
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. High school football season is a mere few weeks away, and here are a few matchups around South Georgia that are exciting in week one. Brantley opens up the David Shores era in the Swamp, taking on Charlton. The Glen Academy Red Terriers take a trip to JC Stadium to take on Wayne. Statesboro takes the short trip to Brooklyn and squares off with rival Southeast Bullock. And Camden visits Glen County Stadium to take on the Brunswick High Pirates. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Saturday, August 3rd, Wild Adventures Live presents Skillet. See Skillet on stage at Wild Adventures Live, presented by TKO Nissan. Skillet Live, August 3rd. The show is free with a season pass. Reserve seats for pass holders start at $5. Get your tickets now at wildadventures.com.
Shrimp Baseball, presented by FIS, takes the field this season at 121 Financial Ballpark as the AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tickets start at just $5. Fireworks after every Friday home game and kids round the bases after Sunday games. Call 358-2846 or jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.